Matthew chapter 13. The Bible says, "And the disciples came and said unto him, Why speakest thou unto them in parables? And he answered and said unto them, Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them is it not given. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that he hath. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing, see not, and hearing, they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, By hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see, and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which you see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them." Can you say amen? Amen, amen to the Lord's word. You may be seated. Verse 11 and 12, I want to take for a scripture text tonight and preach from these two verses of scripture. The disciples said, "Why are you talking to them in parables and then you talk to us plainly?" And Jesus said, "Because I have given you." It is a gift from God to understand the things of God. I want to take a step further and say it is a gift of God to desire the things of God. Not everybody desires to the things of God. There's two groups of people that Jesus talks about in these scriptures that we read. First is the ones that had no desire, but it was there. Everything was there, but they didn't want it. Everything that they could ever, any man or woman could ever want in God was standing before them in the person Jesus Christ. But they had no desire. Their heart was waxed gross, he said. Their ears were dull of hearing. Their eyes, they closed their own self. That's one group of people. He also talked about a group of people that longed for it, but yet it wasn't there. He said that I say many prophets and righteous men. A large group of people, he tells those disciples, have longed, he said, have desired to see the things that you see, but they couldn't see them. They was not given the privilege that you was given. They wasn't given the opportunity that you was given. And something very important for us to understand. First off, for us to understand that we got to have a desire. And you got to have a desire at the right time and in the right way. There was a group of these people that had desired to see those things, but they never see them, and God never gave them the privilege that he gave to these disciples. It was given. It's a gift of God. It's a gift of God to hear what we can hear today. It's a gift of God to have the Word of God. It's a gift of God to be able to go and worship the Lord in the presence of the Lord, to have men and women that can be under the unction of the Spirit of God and the anointing of the Holy Ghost, and to expound the gospel unto us. That is a gift of God. It's not always, mankind has not always had that gift, and there's people in the world today that doesn't have that gift. Amen. And I thank God that we have that gift. It is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Two things was given to them. Number one, a desire. And number two, a privilege to receive it. The opportunity was given to them. I thank God for the opportunity that the Lord has given us, amen, to have His Word, to read His Word, to hear His Word preached, amen. And that is, you know, that's a great gift from God to have the opportunity. It is also the gift of God to have the desire. As time goes on, the desire will become less and less. Matter of fact, the Bible tells us that in the last days there would be a famine in the land, and it would not be a famine of bread or water. In other words, you'd have plenty to eat and drink. It would be a famine of hearing the Word of God. He didn't even say that there would be a famine of preaching the Word of God. He said that there would be a famine of hearing the Word of God. I believe that we're in those days, amen, or at least in the beginning of those days, where people do not long to hear the pure Word of God. Amen. Now I want to preach from these verses of Scripture. Amen. He said, it is given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. There's a lot of mysteries in the Bible. Amen. Christ and the church is a mystery. It is a mystery concerning the relationship with Christ and the church. He relates it as a man with his bridegroom. The relationship of a man with his bride. And that is a great mystery. There's other mysteries in the Bible that the Word of God tells us. There's mysteries concerning the future. There's mysteries concerning the end time. And a lot of things. But did you know that God has given us a gift? And that gift is for us to know, amen, and to understand the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. I want to know more about my Lord, one song says. I want to know more about my Lord, one song says. Another song says, deeper, deeper in the love of Jesus, daily let me go. Amen. It is God's will for us to know the things of God. The Bible says, amen, that the new man is renewed through knowledge. The Bible also says that his people was destroyed for lack of knowledge. Amen. And you know that the Bible says, amen, that knowledge is easy unto him that understandeth. You know, we just need to have a heart, amen, that follows after God, that seeks after God. Here these disciples was and said, you're talking plain to us, but you're talking in parables and code almost to these people. How come you're doing it? He said, because God's given you a gift. He's given you a desire, and he's given you opportunity. That's a gift of God. Amen. If you have a desire for more of God, that is a gift of God. Amen. We have an opportunity. That is a gift of God. A lot of people don't have the opportunity that we have. Amen. Not only in this country, as far as, you know, the nice things, amen, or the luxurious things, or the comfortable things, or things like that. Amen. But to hear the Word of God preached. You can go to a bookstore right now and buy you a Bible, buy you a commentary, buy you a Bible dictionary. Amen. I've got shelves in there that's lined, and I'll look at them thinking, look at the wisdom. Look at the time that was put into these books. Amen. The effort, the tears, the thought. Amen. The wisdom that is here. You can go. Amen. If you want to study, if you want to become more knowledgeable in the ways of God, you can do it. God's given you opportunity. Amen. And he had given these disciples a desire. I believe the Lord has given us a desire too. Amen. I want to know more about my Lord. I want to study more about God's Word. I want to get all I can get. Somebody said, get all you can get and can all you get and set on the lid. Hallelujah. Amen. We need to get all we can from God and keep all we can from God. The Bible said, if you shall know, if you follow on to know the Lord, that is going forth as prepared as the morning. Amen. He shall come as the latter rain and on the earth. And I'm glad that God gives us the opportunity, but we must press into it. The Bible tells us in John chapter 7 and verse 16, he said, my doctrine is not mine, but it is his that sent me. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. He said in John chapter 8, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Amen. He said, John 8 and 31, he said, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And so I want to preach about two things. Now, I might struggle with the title, amen, but I know what I want to preach about if the Lord will help me get it across here tonight. I want to preach about a desire and opportunity. Those two things mixed is a perfect recipe. There's a lot of people in this world that have opportunity. They live right down the road from a church, but they don't have no desire to go to church. There's a lot of people that have a Bible. Amen. They may have commentaries. They may have all kinds of things. They could study the Word of God, but they never pick it up and they never read it. Amen. So I want to preach about desire and opportunity. I believe the Lord has given desire in this service. I believe the Lord has given desire to individuals in this church. I feel like the Spirit of the Lord was speaking to us in this church not long ago, saying, amen, be careful not to squelch out the fire that I give you, the desire that I give you to pray, the desire that I give you to read my word. Be careful not to push it away. Amen. There's two things that's very important in our progress. Amen. There's two things that is a perfect ingredient. Amen. For a progressive Christian walk with God, and that is an opportunity, and we all know we got the opportunity, amen. And the second thing is the desire. Does anybody have a desire tonight, amen, for more of God, more of His ways, more of His Word, to know more about the Lord? I want to know more about my Lord, the song said. While traveling through this world of sorrow, I'm on my way to glory land. I'll not turn back for some tomorrow. My trials here, I'll understand. I want to know more about my Lord. Amen. Another song said more about Jesus in His Word. Amen. And God has given us the opportunity. And I'm preaching tonight, and I believe that there's people in this service and in this church, amen, and in this congregation tonight that not only has an opportunity, but you have a desire. That's a perfect ingredient for a progressive Christian life, is a desire and opportunity. But you must keep the desire. We must keep it. What happens? What happened to the ones that didn't have the desire? What happened to the ones? I want y'all to look at these scriptures with me just quickly, right here, just shortly. Think about this. He said, whosoever hath will be given more. And whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even what he has. That don't seem fair. Well, hold on just a minute. You know that I have just as much of God as I want. Haven't y'all ever heard that statement before? You got just as much of God as you want. Haven't you ever heard somebody say you are as close to God as you want to be? And so when we look at this in the spiritual, maybe somebody has a little bit of spirituality, but they're not feeding it. God's going to take that little bit that they got away, and He's going to give it to somebody that wants it. There will be a spiritual loss. God takes away. Think about the man that had one talent in Matthew 25. The others had, one of them had five and one of them had two. And God, you know, the scripture, Jesus tells us that when he came, he said, here's what you give me. I put it up in a napkin or I buried it in the earth. The Gospels brings it out in different ways. And in Matthew 25, he says, I hid it in the earth. I took thy talent and I hid it in the earth. And lo, here thou hast that is thine. You remember the scripture where Jesus says, he said, take that talent from the man that has the one, and give it to the man that has 10. Isn't that something? That's the same principle that's taught in our scripture text, that God will take away from those even what they have and give it to those that'll do the best with it. Opportunity. Amen. Think about opportunity. Maybe a Sunday school class. Maybe an opportunity to clean the church. Maybe an opportunity to sing. Maybe an opportunity to testify. Maybe an opportunity to work for the Lord. Maybe an opportunity to witness. Maybe an opportunity to, preach or do some type of ministry. Just because I don't do what God needs done, does that mean that God is only just if it never gets done? If the yard needs mowed and it's God's will for me to mow the yard, and I don't mow the yard, God's going to find somebody to mow the yard. You see what I'm saying? If it's God's will for me to witness to this individual, and God, I want y'all to help me tonight. Amen. And God has a desire for me or this person to be a witness to, and I don't do it, does that mean that God is never going to send anybody to that individual to tell them about the Lord? No, just because Bill don't do God's will, God will find John to do God's will. You see what I'm saying? Amen. Opportunity arises in our life, but we must step into it. And we must do what God's will is for us. And so look at the loss that takes place here. Think about the loss in our life. When we don't do God's will, there is a spiritual loss. You think, how can they? It seemed like all of a sudden everything be taken away from them when they had so little in the beginning. You see, it doesn't matter. God doesn't weigh little or much. God doesn't weigh small or great. There is no big I's and little U's. Amen. We're all the same with God. And God gives us opportunity. He said, amen, you should have put my talent and give it. You should have put my money in the exchangers. Then at my coming, I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him and give it to him that hath 10 talents. For unto everyone that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. Isn't that wonderful? That the Lord, amen, puts no limit on his blessings. David said, my cup runs over. God doesn't say, okay, that's a cap. You can't have no more. You've been anointed so much, no more. You've been blessed so much, no more. God's not that way. He said, more abundance. Abundant in God. Hallelujah. He said, take that, amen, talent and give. Everyone that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance, but from him that hath not shall be taken away even which he hath. There is that spiritual loss that takes place in people's lives, and I don't want it to take place in my life. And God is just, amen, God is just in his, amen, righteous ways when he takes away from someone and gives it to another. Because it's his work. Amen. It's God's work. If God's will for, amen, a message to be preached and I don't preach it, and then someone else gets up and preaches the word of God and God blesses and helps, amen, and touches, how can I stand and point my finger at God and say, God, amen, you're an unjust God and you never gave me, you shouldn't have took what was mine and given it to somebody else's. Hey, let me ask you a question, church. What do we have that's ours anyways? What talent do we have that's ours? Whether it's a singing ability, a working ability, praying ability. Amen. The song a while ago said, "I can pray." Amen. It's a amazing, awesome responsibility on an individual to pray. Hallelujah. Let us do what God wants us to do. Hallelujah. The Bible said in 1 Corinthians 3:12, "Now if any man build on this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss." Get that? The Bible says he shall suffer loss. There are those that suffer loss because they built in the wrong material. The fire will come. Your Christian walk with God cannot be some flimsy, amen, you know, fake. Oh, God help us. It must be real, because the fire is coming. If God in His, amen, amazing ways stands and tells us the fire will come one day, because the fire will try every man's work. Whether you're a Christian or whatever, you'll go through trials one day. You'll face trouble. You'll face circumstances that are thought unimaginable. Your walk with God will be tried. Amen. It's more, I know that one man said the other day, said, "Seems like these preachers ain't preaching nothing but love, peace, and chicken grease." Well, it's more than love, peace, and chicken grease. You'll go through some fire. You'll go through the test. You'll go through the flood. But the Lord will be with you. Amen. And if you have built in the right way, if any man's work abide, which he hath built thereon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. That fire that burns out that, amen, that's not real, is the same fire that'll save a man's soul if he'll give himself to it. That test can be a push towards God, or it can take you under. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, help us. Amen. The loss that many have faced, the loss that many have received in their life, in their spiritual walk. Are you here tonight and you've said so many times, like many Christians, "It seems like I cannot, amen, gain ground. It seems like I cannot stay, you know, on the upward path." Oh, God, help us, amen, to put the desire, put the fire on the desire. Let God, amen, in His great opportunities, amen, change our ways and change our, amen, thoughts, and help us to be more and more like Him. Abundant. Listen to this right here in our scripture text, verse 12. It says, amen, whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. Say more. More. Amen. I want more. Amen. God wants to give us more. It's God's will for us to have more. Hallelujah. God's word, amen, tells us that He wants to give us more. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Psalms 36:8 says, "They shall be abundantly." I'm preaching tonight, amen, about, hallelujah, the mix of desire and opportunity. Thank God for the opportunity to live for Him. And thank God for the desire to live for Him. There's a lot of people who ain't serving God because they don't have a desire. Oh, God help us. It's not because they don't have opportunity. And there are those that are not, amen, don't have the opportunity that we have. But Psalms 36:8, "They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasure." Hallelujah. No wonder Jesus said, "Amen, come unto me. Amen, any man thirst, let him come unto me." In John 37, "Any man thirst, thirst, let him come unto me and drink. And as the scripture has said, verse 38, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 39, this spake he of the Spirit which was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Praise God. Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house. Sister Bethany's brother was building a house when we was back in Virginia in October. He was digging a well. He wanted to dig a well up close to his house. And because pipe and all that, and he's kind of built this house on the hill or mountain or whatever. They're tall, I know that. I don't know if they're hills or mountains, but anyways, he had them dig us well, and he had some friends there, different ones from the church or whatever around there. They would take these peach trees, peach limbs, and go over the ground, and they claim that's where they knew where the water was. I don't know. You know, they call it witching a well, but I've never.
It's real.
Okay, thank you, Jack. Anyways, there we go. I got a witness. Yeah, all right. So he didn't take their advice. And so he said, I'm going to drill a well right here. He said, I don't care what you say. He said, you can go deep enough and find water. And he said, after I bring that, I think it was 400 something feet where they was wanting him to dig it. And they said, if I dig down there, by the time I spend all the money and everything on pumps and everything, all that stuff, a bigger pump pushing it and all that, he said, I can dig deeper right here and find it. Well, I think they went 600 or 700 feet and finally, gave up and said, we need to go and dig that well down there. And they ended up digging that well right where they originally wanted to. But and they had to just close this one off. It was no good. But my point is, amen, when he dug that well down there, it was what they call, if I get this right, an artesian well. And it literally, when we was up there, when Sister Bethany's mom was sick, because I'd helped him with the well. Let the stuff, he thought he could prove them wrong still. And so we went, and I don't know nothing about it, and we let this big old pump down in there, and we pumped all this water out, and then we sat there with our watch and seen how far it would take to fill it back up. Anyways, we was proven wrong by the people that said where the well ought to go the first time. Anyways, he had this artesian well is what he said, and just kept bubbling and bubbling and bubbling and bubbling and bubbling. And I said, and he's not right with God. I said, that reminds me of John chapter 4, where he said, if you drink of this water, you'll thirst again. But if you drink of the water that I shall give him, the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Amen. That well just kept on bubbling, kept going. Matter of fact, he's got to do some special work. Amen. To make that water go, and all that. He can't just, it might backflow or stuff, different things, because it's just constantly bubbling up. Anyways, I don't understand all that. Some of y'all might. You can tell me about it later, Jack. But anyways, I just want you to know that's the way it is with God in our life. In our spiritual man, like that artesian well. He said, they shall be abundantly satisfied. Jesus said in John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy, but I am come that they might have life. Glory to God, and that's not the end of it. He said that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I come to give you life, and I come to give you the best life you could ever dream of. 2 Corinthians 9:8, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, amen, always having all sufficiency in all things may abound in every good work. Can somebody say more? Amen, more grace. More of God. He said, amen, those that have the desire and the opportunity, amen, and go the right way and follow on with God, said they'll have even more than what they've got. Ain't you glad God don't take the church and line them up and say, well, we got a bunch over here that's E, and a bunch over here that's, their gauge is way up close to full, and so I guess I won't give nobody anything. I've seen people that they got jealous because somebody else kept getting more and more of God. They did. It bothered them because it seemed like God just always used this individual.
I'll tell you why, church. It's because when you take that desire and opportunity, when you let God feed the desire, when He's given us an opportunity, there's no telling what God will do with somebody. There is no limit on what God will do. Amen. And there is no limit what God will do in an individual's life.
God doesn't say, okay, well, you know, there's somebody sitting on the pew beside them, or their husband or their wife is, you know, they ain't got nothing. I don't want to overflow them. No, He just keeps pouring it out. And just keeps pouring it out. Keeps pouring it out. I've seen God take one individual in a family and everybody else is on the wrong path. God just keep on pouring it out and keep on pouring. And it seemed like they'd just get madder and madder and madder. Is that right? Is that correct English? More abundant, more grace. Listen to this. I'm going to slow it down in this scripture. God is able to make all grace. How much grace does God have? He said to make all grace abound toward you. That ye always, somebody say always, having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. Listen to these verses here. Listen to these words. Think about this. All grace. Always. All sufficiency. In all things. Kind of covers all the bases here. Wait just a minute. May abound in every. I mean, I don't leave no stone unturned. Every area of your life, God taking you further and further and higher and higher and deeper and deeper. Praise God for more abundant grace. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I felt since the turn of this year that God has given people in this church a desire for more of God. A desire for more of God. A desire to pray more. A desire to do better. A desire to go further in God. I felt that God has given, amen, desire. It's gift of God. I want to tell you tonight in this service, amen, He's also given you the opportunity. There is no stop. There is no roadblock. Hallelujah. God's going to pour out the fountain of His touch. You must receive it. He said, because it's given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Kingdom of heaven. It's given. It's a gift. We didn't purchase it. We wasn't good enough. He chose us. He said, I want to pour my blessings out on you. I want to anoint you greater than ever. I want to do something more, amen, than you could ever imagine. The Bible said He's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. The Bible said, my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. I'm talking about abundant grace, abundant power, abundant supplies. Amen. The abundance that God gives. Hallelujah. How wide is God's arms? How much can He carry and give to us? Amen. The Bible said He had opened the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that we wouldn't even have room enough to contain it. Can you imagine Joseph filling those barns and all with corn? The Bible said God gave them 7 years of plenty. Amen. They filled up all the storehouses in Egypt. They had so much corn, so much prosperity through Egypt for 7 years. And Joseph was a man of wisdom. They didn't tax the people until it came time to give them. They didn't tax them any extra until it came time in the famine. It was normal taxing. Don't you know those people wasn't going to pay an extra dime? They're too much like us because everything was going good for them. When they got hungry, they was willing to pay anything they wanted to pay. They took and filled up enough. They had such blessing. God blessed them so much for 7 years.
that they, through Pharaoh's crops, through the government's land that they planted and reaped, they had so many blessings that they fed the whole country for 7 years. Now, I want you to get this. Now, after it was all over, Pharaoh owned the whole land because they sold themselves. Finally, they came down there. They came down and said, here's money. Well, he got all the money. Well, you're talking about 7 years, nothing to eat. So then they come down and say, well, I'll give you, my old horse. I hate to give it up, but here's a horse. Well, Pharaoh got all the horses. Then he said, well, here's my dog. Can you imagine parting with them dogs? But they said, well, we'll eat. I'd rather eat, And then they said, well, here's our land. You can have our house. You can have our land. Well, what are we going to do now? He said, here we are. Pharaoh, that was such a famine, every one of them became servants of Pharaoh. He owned the whole land, all the horses, all the dogs, all the goldfish, and everything. I'm trying to get this point across, can you tell? Amen. He owned it all, and then he owned them. But God gave him enough corn to buy all that stuff just off his gardens. Hallelujah for a man named Joseph. Thank God for a man named Joseph. They'd have wasted all that corn. They'd have threw corn tortillas out so much them 7 years, and then they'd all starved to death. But God gave Joseph wisdom and said, you stock up, you save up, because trouble's coming, trouble's coming, trouble's coming. I'm talking about God's got the power to bless. How big was them ears of corn? I don't know, but God was a blessing that place. And I'm telling you, God can bless and God can anoint with desire and opportunity. You're here tonight. I'm going to tell you something. You've got a desire to serve God. God is going to do it. You're here tonight and your desire kind of weakening. You're kind of having trouble praying, kind of having trouble doing what God wants you to do, kind of having trouble. Get a hold of it. Feel that desire. Amen. Ask God to. I've prayed before, said, Lord, give me a desire. Somebody was seeking for the Holy Ghost and somebody said, do you have a desire for God? The man said, I don't know. He said, well, you got a desire. God will give it to you immediately. He said, I don't know if I got a desire. He said, well, you need a desire. He said, if you get a desire, you can get it. Kept talking about desire. He come back and said, I don't know if I have a desire, but I have a desire for a desire. Hallelujah. Thank God, whatever it takes. Amen. God will do more for us. Stand together with us tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Have your way tonight, Lord. Move in us, in our hearts and lives, Lord. Move in our midst, Lord, tonight, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Can we gather in for a time of prayer tonight? As many as will, let's come to these altars and just ask God to help us in a greater way. Give me a greater desire, Lord. Help me to know you better. Give me a strength to overcome what I already face. Thank you, Jesus.